Today's parable is about the expectations we have of God. Jesus uses the example of the judge. He has no expectations, neither of God nor of people. But he does come to have expectations of the widow. She keeps demanding justice from him. And he knows she'll hit him if he doesn't deliver justice. That's the real expectation he has come to have of her. Then Jesus uses this parable to ask a question of his listeners, to ask a question of us. Just like the judge, he says to us, you have come to have some real expectations in your life. My question to you is, do you have real expectations of God? And if you do, what are they? What do you expect God is really going to do in your life? Our images of God shape our expectations of God. And there is a phrase that Jesus uses that we need to reflect on. He says, the judge has no fear of God. That phrase, fear of God, requires our clear understanding. And I say that because it has been so misunderstood and misused. Wrongly understood, fear of God creates monstrous images of God and distorts our expectations of God. The Hebrew word for fear is yeheh. And in normal usage, it means fear as we mean fear. But in talking about God, in talking about fear of God, fear comes to mean having awe, having reverence before God's wondrous presence. Fear of God is our reverent recognition of God's real presence in life. Such fear of God is seen in the scriptures as the very source of our sense of blessing and our sense of happiness. So the psalmist can pray, happy are those who fear the Lord, and the friendship of the Lord is for those who reverence him. So what a monstrosity of misunderstanding we create when we think we need to cringe before God in order to become God's friend. Yet how often do we make God's face ugly? Ugly to ourselves and ugly to the world around us by twisting it into a face that actually smiles approvingly on our living in fear of punishment from him. Then, to be God-fearing really means being scared of God and becoming super cautious in life. I think Saint Teresa of Avila got it exactly right when she wrote, there is something I fear more than anything else in the world. It's people who really fear God. Such people have the power to rob me of living joyfully in the loving presence of God, do we do that? We need to ask ourselves that as church. We are church. We have a mission. We are sent from this liturgy to bring Christ to the world. We are to bring Christ, the living, loving, human face of God, to people who don't know God, don't know God as either living or loving. And we do that. We do that by becoming that loving face to other people. As church, we do not belong simply to ourselves. We belong to one another. And we belong to whoever comes into our lives, especially the needy. Quite simply, we bring to one another, we bring to our world, the love of Christ, the loving face of Christ. He now lives in us, and he now lives through us as his true body. And that's our real expectation of God. That's our real expectation of what God is going to do in our lives. God is working to make us the body of Christ, where the world can come to know the life and the love of Jesus. That's being church. So when people see us, let them see our caring love for one another and for them. Let them see the work of God in us. Let them see the face of God in us. Let them see that in us. And let them lose all fear.